Welcome back. We're up to Perek Zion, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 7, Mishnah 2 of Maseches Shviyas. We spoke last time about the produce that had a Kedusha Shviyas, the sanctity of Shviyas, but it also had a reality that it would go bad when it was in the ground, if they stayed in the ground too long, they would rot. This mission that we're about to do now talks about items that last in the ground, and even though they have a Kedusha Shviyas, they have Shemitah sanctity, they're not going to be subject to the halachos of Biur. So says the Mishnah, V'od klal acher amru, the Chachamim give another klal, another general rule, kol shehu ma'achal adamu ma'achal behima umimin hatsoven. Any type of food, any type of produce that's food for people, or it's food for animals, or it's it's a type of plant that you can use for dyeing, and it lasts when it's in the ground, you can keep it there for a while. Yishlo shvius ludama of shvius. It has kedusha shvius. It has a sanctity for shmita, and also the money that you receive for it has kedusha shvius. In lo biur ve'in ludama of biur. It's not subject to the halachos of biur, and the money that's received for it isn't subject to the halachos of biur. Ezehu. And so, what is an example of things like this? Ikar haluf hashota. So the category of the first one that spoke about plants that were for human foods, that would be something that lasts in the ground. This is the root of the wild loof. Evidently that lasts. V'ikar ha-dandana. And the root of the mint. Ha-arkabin. And arkabin. Again, these are other types of produce. Arkabin seems to be some sort of a grass that grew around a palm tree. V'ha-chalbitzin. And roots of the milky blossom plant that we spoke about. V'ha-buchria. And buchria. What's buchria? Also unclear. Some say it smells like a cinnamon, perhaps. Umi min hatsofim hapua v'har rechpa. And the categories of plants that we're talking about that are used for dyeing that also last in the ground are things like madder, M-A-D-D-E-R, and also what's called dyer's weed. Again, different types of produce that we understand fits into this category. Yishlem shviyas v'ledman shviyas. So all these products that we just listed, they all have kedusha shviyas, and the money received for them has kedusha shviyas. Inhem bior v'lo ledman bior. Nonetheless, they're not subject to the halachos of Bior, and the money that's received for them isn't subject to the halachos of Bior either. Then says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Meir says, Demehem misba'arin ad Rosh Hashanah. So, interestingly, Rabbi Meir explains that even though the plants themselves do not require Bior, the money he explains that you get for these things does have to be used up. It does have to be consumed, spent on food, before Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, before the end of Shemitah, right? Because Rabbi Meir evidently holds that the money has to be, you have to get rid of it before Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Meir therefore holds that the money has to be disposed of before Rosh Hashanah, because if it's left around, maybe you're gonna use it for things that are not befitting of Kedusha Shviyas. Amrullah, but the Chachamim say to him, Lahen in Biorak, for the produce themselves, it's not gonna be subject to Biorak, but Kalachomer Ledman. This doesn't make any sense, but the money you're gonna say does? No, it's a Kalachomer the other way. That for sure the money should not be subject to the halachos of Biorak, because the produce is the main thing, it's the main Shemitah, but the money is gonna more machmir thing for the lesser item? No, so the money can't be subject to Bior as well. It says in the Mishnah Gimel. Klipe, so the Mishnah is now going to give a few more examples of things that have kedusha shviyas. Klipe rimon, the peel of a pomegranate, v'haneitz shalo, and the blossom, I guess, that goes along with it. Klipe agozim, the shells, like the husks of the walnuts, v'ha galinin, and the fruit pits that seemingly you would eat, or maybe like an animal would eat. Yeshlam shviyas, all these items have kedusha shviyas. V'ledmehen shviyas, and also for the money that you get for them. The money has kedusha shviyas, and then finally the Mishnah explains that hatsaba sovea latzmo, that someone who is dyeing things using shmita plants, so a dyer can use a dyer can use Shemitah produce if I'm going to be dyeing fabrics for myself, right? So it's my plant, it's a hefker plant that I pick up, so I can use it to dye fabrics for myself. But I can't dye a fabric, and someone else is going to pay me for that. Because I can't do business with Shemitah produce, and if I use this dye to make money, that would be some sort of a business. And I can't do business with the firstborn animal that I would have to give to a kohen. So even if it has a mum, I wouldn't do business with it. Velo batrumos, and I wouldn't do business with truma at all. And velo banavelos, nor with nevelos. Velo batrefos, velo bakshkatsim, velo banrasim. You can't do it with nevelos and trefos and shkatsim and ramasim. Okay, and then finally, velo yihiyel lokech yarkos sadeh. So a person can't take vegetables of the field, with not for himself, but for the specific intent of trying to sell them. Umocher bashuk, and then go ahead and sell them in the shuk, sell them in the marketplace, because this looks like business. And aval hu lokech uvino mocher al yado, but he could pick the vegetables, and his son is actually allowed to sell them instead of him, because he's not selling it for himself, so he doesn't seem like he's engaging in business. Lakach the atzmo v'hosir. If a person did take Shemitah produce for the purpose of eating it, any atzim left over, then motar l'macher, he can go ahead and sell it, because in this case, it's clear he's not doing it for business, or it wasn't the intention, it was to eat, and now he can use it for business. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet. Have a wonderful day.